good afternoon to one and all. Here we are once again with another What's Cooking show. I hope I find you all well and ready to sit back and enjoy today's programme. Now, if I said to you, breakfast like a king, well, that's how the saying goes anyway. Do you think that might give you some idea of what we're going to be talking about today? Yeah, breakfast. It's been around longer than you think. Would you be able to tell your child the story of the first breakfast man ever ate? Or John Harvey Kellogg's lucky accident that gave birth to the cornflake? Probably not. Yet the story of breakfast is a long and complex tale that spans continents and millennia. Breakfast is the first meal taken after rising from a night's sleep, most often eaten in the early morning before undertaking the day's work. Among English speakers, breakfast can be used to refer to this meal or to refer to a meal composed of traditional breakfast foods such as eggs, oatmeal and sausage served at any time of the day. The word literally refers to breaking the fast period of the prior night. Breakfast foods vary widely from place to place. Coffee, milk, tea, juice, breakfast cereals, pancakes, sausages, French toast, bacon, sweetbreads, fresh fruit and vegetables, eggs, mushrooms, baked beans, muffins, crumpets and toast with butter or margarine and or jam or marmalade are common examples of breakfast foods. Though a large range of preparations and ingredients are associated with breakfast globally. Now, we've all heard of the full English or continental breakfast, etc., even if we haven't sampled these. So I'm not going to talk about full English, continental, or your waffles and pancakes, and so on. I'm going to talk about breakfast in other countries, breakfasts you may not have heard of. So we're going to start with Africa and Morocco. For breakfast, many Moroccans eat bread with olive oil, tea and different kinds of Moroccan crepes. Short and sweet. Nigeria. Nigeria has over 250 different ethnic groups with a corresponding variety of cuisines. For the Hausa of northern Nigeria, a typical breakfast consists of kosai, cakes made from ground beans, which are then fried, or funkaso, wheat flour soaked for a day, then fried and served with sugar. Moving on now to Uganda. In Uganda, most tribes have different cuisine, but the most popular breakfast dishes are porridge and kotogo. Porridge is made by mixing maize flour or millet flour with water and bringing the mixture to a boil, while kotogo is made from motoka, green bananas, peeled and cooked in the same pot with a sauce, beef, peanuts, beans or greens. Kotogo is served with tea or juice. Both dishes are popular in all regions of Uganda. China. As China is made up of many distinct provinces, each with their own unique cuisine, breakfast in China can vary significantly from province to province. In general, basic choices include sweet or salty pancakes, soup, deep fried breadsticks, or donuts. These options are often accompanied by tea or sweetened soybean milk. Hong Kong. A typical Hong Kong style breakfast may include pan-fried eggs and a bun, including a cup of silk sock milk tea. Due to its near two centuries history as a British colony and proximity to China's Canton region, both English and traditional Cantonese style breakfasts are of somewhat equal popularity in Hong Kong. A traditional Cantonese breakfast may include dim sum, which includes a variety of different ingredients and are prepared in numerous different forms, from delicately wrapped baby shrimp, steamed dumplings, to sweet chestnut cake. Each dish is designed to be sampled, and diners can go through a large selection of dim sum quickly, accompanied by a generous amount of good tea. Now for some recipes. And our first recipe today is one that has been sent in by Lee Storm, one of our regular listeners. And it's for the Express Breakfast. So, over to you, Lee.
Hi, this is Lee Storm, and I was asked, do you have any ideas for fast breakfasts? Things that you can make very quickly that you can take with you if you've got to run and meet a bus or you've got to drive to work and you're late. And I said, yeah, I do. I have an idea, something that I call my Eggspress. An Eggspress is extremely easy to make if you have a Pyrex dessert dish or some sort of microwave safe bowl with a flat round bottom. Now, some people have done this kind of thing in a small sandwich baggie, but being somewhat squeamish of cooking in plastic bags, that didn't quite turn me on. So I'm giving you the Lee Storm method of doing this. I have a small ramekin plate, a little round, flat, bottomed plate, which I have just placed some butter in and have coated the entire inner surface of the plate with. I have toast merrily toasting in my toaster, and I'm going to crack an egg. And so all you need is one egg, and give it a gentle beating up in the bowl, just so that the yolk is nice and broken and it's slightly homogenized. Now I have a slice of onion that I made earlier, and I am taking this slice and de-ringing it. In other words, I'm going to take this slice of onion and break it into little bitty pieces. There goes my toast. That's perfectly fine. And I'm just going to take this little piece of onion and knock it out of its usual beautiful ring formation, because I want it in little bitty pieces all over the bottom of my little bowl. I just break it with my fingers, rip it to pieces, and it'll cook. So it won't be too crunchy. It'll be a little crunchy, but I personally like a bit of crunch in the onion. Okay, now I have some shredded cheese. As far as I'm concerned, my creation is not a creation unless it's got shredded cheese. Now, to give you a measurement, good luck. I would say a very heaping teaspoon and a half, close to a tablespoon. The bowl is not very big, so you really don't need a lot, and you just kind of put it there. And what I do is, after I've put my cheese in, is swirl the bowl with my hands. I put the bowl between my hands and swirl it a bit. Now I'm going to get some black pepper, and I use a pepper mill. So I would say ten quick turns, about a quarter teaspoon of pepper, if you want to be. It's something that you need to do to taste. You might not want pepper. You might want some other little herb in it, like dill or something along those lines. This is the beauty of this thing. You can be really creative. Now I'm going to grab a piece of paper towel. I'll put the bowl in the micro, and then I'll put the paper toweling over the bowl so that it covers it completely. And depending on the size of your paper towel or your oven, your microwave, you may want to tuck some of it under the bowl. I'm going to set my oven. 40 seconds ought to do it. If after that time you take a quick look at it and you find you want a little bit more, I give it another 5 to 10. But at 40, you start hearing bangs and explosions, so you know it's just about done. So here you go. Now while that's running, I'm grabbing one of my slices of toast. I'm going to slather some butter on it. And once my creation has finished exploding and making its presence known in the microwave, which gives me just enough time to butter my toast. There it goes. Now let it sit for a couple of seconds because it still has a head of steam built up in it there. Take out your creation very carefully. Since it's wrapped in I see you got a paper towel wrapped around it, that will help cut down the heat on your fingers. Pull back the paper towel. Place your slice of toast butter side down over the top of your bowl. Grasp the bowl, and you can use the paper towel in one hand, your toast with the other, and flip them over. Your creation will fall down onto the toast. Cast your bowl aside. Grab your other piece of toast. Slap it on top. Grab a knife. Cut it in half. Grab a half and say, "Thank you, Lord." And I hope you like this as much as we do. Take care. God bless.
Next up, we have a recipe for Bircher muesli. And this is my most favourite type of muesli, I must admit. And for this, you will need 100 grams, 7 ounces oats, 25 grams, 1 ounce dried apricots, chopped, 25 grams, 1 ounce dried prunes, chopped, 1 tablespoon pumpkin seeds, 1 tablespoon sunflower seeds, fresh berry fruits to serve, milk, yogurt, or fruit juice to serve. And
this is what you do.
Mix the oats, dried apricots, dried prunes, pumpkin seeds, and sunflower seeds together and spoon into a serving bowl. 2. To serve, scatter over a handful of fresh berry fruits and pour over the milk, yogurt, or fruit juice. Very simple there. Next up, we have breakfast muffins. And if you prepare the dry ingredients the night before, you can easily whip up a fresh batch first thing in the morning. And for these, you will need 300 grams, 10.5 ounces self-raising flour sifted, 1 teaspoon baking powder, a pinch of salt, 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 150 grams, 5.5 ounces light brown sugar, 250 mils 9 fluid ounces full fat milk, 2 free-range eggs beaten, 100 grams 3.5 ounces butter melted, 100 grams 3.5 ounces toasted skinned hazelnuts chopped, 25 grams 1 ounce dried cherries, 25 grams 1 ounce dried cranberries, 75 grams 2.5 ounces crunchy granola. And
this is what you do.
1. Preheat the oven to 180 degrees C, 350 degrees F, gas 4, and line a muffin tray with paper muffin cases. 2. In a large bowl, sift together the flour, baking powder, salt, and cinnamon, and then stir in the sugar. In a separate bowl, whisk together the milk, eggs, and melted butter. Then pour into the dry ingredients and quickly mix together. Stir in the hazelnuts, dried cherries, and dried cranberries. 3. Divide the batter between the muffin cases and sprinkle the top of each with the granola. 4. Bake for 20 to 25 minutes, or until a skewer inserted into the middle of the muffins comes out clean. Leave to cool for 5 minutes in the tin before serving warm or at room temperature. Next, we have a recipe for Bauernfrühstück. Now, this is a German recipe, as you might guess, for farmer's breakfast.
Hi, guys. Today, I come with another German classic recipe. And the recipe I show you guys today, it's called a Bauernfrühstück. And Bauernfrühstück translates into farmer's breakfast. The key ingredient for the Bauernfrühstück is potatoes. And these potatoes are boiled yesterday. And after the boiling, I drained the water off and I put them in the fridge so the potatoes can set and they're nice and firm. You don't want to overboil them so they are becoming mush. Just boil them through. Then the next star is Speck. Now, Speck translates into bacon, but I would say pancetta if it's better than the regular bacon that we use, generally speaking, in North America, what we're thinking of bacon. So here I'm using pancetta. Then we need some eggs, some onions, some salt and pepper for seasoning, some oil for frying, and some chives for garnishing, but that's optional. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to start peeling those potatoes and heating up my pan. And then we'll start our Bauernfrühstück. Okay, guys, so my pan starts being hot. And I add the scalloped potatoes. And we want to fry this up not too high of a heat, because otherwise we burn the potatoes and we don't want to do that. Then we start seasoning with some salt, with some pepper, I should say, and some salt. Now, if you use a bacon or that's very salty, you don't need as much salt, so be aware of this. And now we let this fry. And then when it's sort of nice and golden, then we add some more ingredients to it. Okay, so now our potatoes, they start turning golden. So the next ingredient that we're adding to it is some bacon. And we continue to fry for a couple more minutes. We have to take our time because we want to fry nicely, but we don't want to burn it. So it takes a few minutes to do this. Okay, so Everything looks pretty good already. Now we just add a few onions, and it doesn't have to be much. We're just kind of more or less seasoning it with a few onions. And again, we just fry a couple more minutes more. So everything looks good. Now I'm just beating up a couple of eggs. Just give it a bit more pepper and salt. Okay, and the whole thing looks delicious and is ready to be served up. Okay, so here comes our Bauernfrühstück. And now we just garnish it with a bit some choice, which is very traditional. And we are ready to taste it. This is one of the most popular German dishes, and with good reason. Now, some people, they love this kind of dish sort of the day after a big party and the associated steel band around the forehead. So I'm just gonna dig in here and give it a taste. Very, very delicious. This is Germany on a plate. So I hope you enjoyed this recipe. I hope you cook this recipe. See you next time.
Our final recipe today is for curried lamb mince scrambled with egg. Keema Gotala. Prepare a classic masala sauce for cooking mince, then finish it with tomatoes and egg to make a delicious scrambled spicy filling for breakfast rolls. And for this recipe, you will need, for the curried lamb mince, 1/2 teaspoon ground turmeric, 1 teaspoon ground red chili powder, 2 teaspoons ground coriander, 1 teaspoon ground cumin, 1 teaspoon garam masala powder, 3 tablespoons rapeseed oil, 2 tablespoons ginger and garlic paste, equal amounts of ginger and garlic pureed together with water and some oil, 4 to 5 green chilies chopped, 2 to 3 medium onions chopped, 500 grams, 1 pound, 2 ounces lamb mince, 1/2 lime, juice only, 2 to 3 tablespoons chopped fresh coriander and mint, 2 tomatoes skinned, seeds removed and chopped, 3 tablespoons tomato ketchup, 4 free-range eggs. To serve, 4 soft rolls, soft butter, 1 red onion chopped, 1 green chili chopped, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh mint and coriander. And
this is what you do.
1. Blend the spice powders in a small bowl with 200 ml, that's 7 fluid ounces of water. Cover and set aside. 2. Heat a casserole and add the rapeseed oil. When hot and a haze forms, add the ginger and garlic paste and the green chilies and fry gently, stirring well with a wooden spatula to prevent it sticking to the dish. 3. Once the paste changes colour and you get a great aroma, add the chopped onions and continue to cook. You may need to add a little water to clean the bottom of the pan. 4. Continue to fry the onions, adding water every now and again on a medium to low heat until the onions get reduced to nearly a pulp. This may take some time. 5. add the soaked spice mixture. Add a little water to the bowl to release any spice stuck to the edges. And fry gently until you see the oil emerge. You might need to add a little water again to prevent sticking. 6. Reduce the heat to very low or switch off the heat completely. And add the mince. Work it in well with the spatula until it is totally broken up and blended very well into the masala. 7. Return the heat to medium and cook, stirring regularly until the mince is cooked. 8. Season and stir in the lime juice and chopped mint and coriander. 9. Add the chopped tomatoes and tomato ketchup and cook until absorbed. 10. Beat the eggs and add them to the hot mince and stir gently over the heat until they are scrambled to your liking. I've actually eaten this dish. I didn't actually have it with the rolls, just sort of on its own as an omelette. And some people like their eggs soft so that it makes a great filling in a soft breakfast roll. But some prefer to make it almost in an omelette consistency, and that's how I have eaten it, and it's absolutely delicious. If you would like to contact the programme with ideas, recipes you might like to share with listeners, any cooking experiences you've had, good or bad, then you can do so by emailing cooking@theglobalvoice.info. That's cookin at theglobalvoice.info. And I'd just like to mention that in the coming months, I am planning to do a series of shows about safety in the kitchen. If any of you have any tips that you think might be good to share with other listeners, please send them to the What's Cooking email address. I'll give you that again in a moment. Also, let me know what you would like to hear in these programmes. What do you find unsafe in the kitchen? What are you wary of? What scares you, perhaps, in the kitchen? Is it the heat of the stove? Is it bringing pans to the counter? What exactly would you like to hear in these programmes? Now, I have plenty of my own ideas, but I'd like to hear some from the dear listener. So do get in touch with safety tips, etc., or let me know what you would like to hear in these programmes. You can email cooking@theglobalvoice.info. Again, that's cookin@theglobalvoice.info. I look forward to hearing from you. To download or to listen to this programme again, go to theglobalvoice.info/gallery, where you can hear archives of all What's Cooking shows. You can also go to incx.org, where you can subscribe to the What's Cooking podcast. Well, I'm afraid time has beaten us once again, and that's all we have time for today. So until I'm with you next month, this is Sue Hadfield saying look after yourselves and each other, and as always, happy cooking.